Welcome to your five for the day. The Office for National Statistics has stated that the UK population will reach 74 million by 2039. In 2016, the population of the UK was 65.6 million, its largest ever. Births are continuing to outnumber deaths, and immigration continues to outnumber emigration, resulting in a growing population. What will our country be like in 2039? Will there be room for cars on the road? Will we have countryside? Will our cities be more polluted? What about jobs? Will there still be an ageing population? What about cultural diversity? What will it mean to be British? Questions which we really cannot answer. I will be 91 if I am alive in 2039. Have you thought about what age you will be, where you might be, and what you could be doing? Now that sounds like a good line for selling life assurance. Well, I'm not selling, but I am making you aware of reality. None of us know where we will be in 2039. Our circumstances could have changed beyond recognition. What's the worst case scenario? Well, you say, I could be dead. Morbid? Maybe. Possibly? Sadly, yes. May I tell you how I feel? Much as I do not particularly want to die, it is not the worst case scenario for me. For when I die, I'm going straight to heaven. How do you know, you say? Well, to quote the old children's chorus, the Bible tells me so. After Jesus Christ had died on the cross, he rose again. Eventually, he returned to heaven from where he came. On numerous occasions, the Lord Jesus taught that those who believe on him, trust and depend on him for eternal life, will go to be with him in heaven when they die. That's what I'm looking forward to. What about you? You can be sure of heaven too. It could be true for you as well. The Bible tells me so. This is a life-changing message, but not everyone sees it that way. Some people think that we are imposing our views on them. Others are not really interested in anything apart from what they can see. If I had a cure for cancer, I would be a very selfish person if I did not make it available to all cancer sufferers. If you were in financial danger and were not aware of it, and I was, I would be very selfish if I did not talk to you about it. Good news and solutions to problems should be shared. One of the downsides of the busy modern age is that we have become very impersonal. Community and family in the past meant we shared a lot more and helped each other. There are still as many nice people in the world now, but they tend to keep themselves to themselves. On occasions, this has developed to the stage where we are not aware of the needs of others and we fail to raise the alarm when we spot people in difficulty. I believe that as a citizen, I should be responsible and responsive when I see people in need. The need might be as small as helping them in a shop or smiling when I meet them. It might be as big as being there when disaster strikes in some way in their lives. This is what being a neighbour and responsible citizen is all about. However, I also believe that this principle applies in the realms of beliefs and spiritual health. The entire human race is mortal, and we all need to face up to our personal mortality. The Bible has been given to us to communicate the way of salvation and eternal life. The Creator God has revealed salvation in His Son Jesus Christ. Christ died to pay the price for our sin and was raised to life again to establish God's satisfaction that the price for sin has been made in full. It is a foolproof salvation. But if people are ignorant of the danger that they are in, and on your five for the day we do not tell them, they will miss heaven by a long way.